This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. We continue our Races to Watch series with another campaign in Sussex County, where Republican incumbent Brian Shoup faces Democratic challenger Ronnie Baltazar Lopez for Delaware's 36th House District seat. Shoup has held the seat since 2018, but won this year's GOP primary election by just 12 votes, leaving Baltazar Lopez wondering if there's enough discontent to flip the Milford area seat blue. Delaware Public Media's Sarah Petrowich has more on the candidates in this race and where they stand.
The 36th District House seat hasn't been held by a Democrat since 1984, when Republican challenger V. George Carey flipped the seat by just 230 votes and held it until his retirement in 2010. Brian Shoup kept the seat in Republican hands in 2018 after serving as mayor of Milford for 4 years and on Milford City Council prior to that. Shoup owns and operates a few small businesses as well, including 3 locations of a full-service pet resort, Delaware Live News, and a local food market in Milford.
I think at heart, I'm an innovator. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to start businesses. I love to work with people. Between all of our businesses, we have over 40 employees that work alongside us every day. So I love mentoring and helping people get to where their next level is.
Shoup won his first 2 general elections handily over his Democratic opponents. In 2020, he faced his first Republican primary opponent, Patrick Smith, but prevailed easily with almost 70% of the vote and went on to win in the general election unopposed. But Smith challenged Shoup to a rematch this year, taking to social media to argue Shoup, quote, votes like a Democrat and does not uphold conservative values, particularly when it comes to Second Amendment rights. Shoup ended up beating out Smith by only 12 votes, and while both candidates support a recount, the Department of Elections said the margin was not slim enough to trigger one. As a sitting legislator, Shoup requested an audit of the votes, which ultimately confirmed his victory, and pledged to introduce legislation next year to raise the automatic recount threshold.
You know, this has kind of been, I feel like my legacy so far has been transparency in government, and I want to continue that even when it involves me as well.
But Shoup isn't in the clear yet. He now faces Democratic challenger Ronnie Baltazar Lopez. Baltazar Lopez currently works as the Director of Legislative Affairs and Communications for the Delaware Department of State. After a stint as one of Senator Tom Carper's staff assistants, he served on the Milford School District Board of Education for 3 years starting in 2019, while he simultaneously worked on the Attorney General's communications team. Baltazar Lopez says he decided to run because he believes the district needs a representative who can represent all of its residents, not just certain interests or populations, and wants to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to succeed.
I was born and raised here in Milford. I grew up in the public school systems, and I am my son of immigrants. So throughout my life, I've overcome challenges. I've had to address those challenges as I've grown up. And so taking those experiences as a son of immigrants has really translated into my professional career and in the public service.
Baltazar Lopez says the affordable housing crisis is something he is affected by personally, noting he cannot afford a home in Sussex County. The median home price is between $340,000 and $400,000 in Milford, yet the median household income is around $55,000. While affordable housing is an issue across the state, Milford is uniquely positioned in 2 different counties with the population on the rise, giving it some distinctive challenges. Among planning issues and development regulations, Baltazar Lopez wants to focus on support for first-time homebuyers.
I think at the state level, we can expand on either tax credits or low-interest loans, and even continuing the down payment assistance from the Delaware State Housing Authority, as some of those funds will be running out. And so making sure that we continue those investments in the next administration and the next General Assembly too.
Shoup, on the other hand, says that more government intervention is not necessarily the solution to this problem, arguing that adding more regulations and spending more state money over time has led to the exacerbation of the affordable housing crisis. He says in the short term, he would like to see codes written that enable more accessory dwelling units or secondary living spaces, as well as more mixed-use developments.
There also is long-term. We need to be able to look at strengthening our workforce development and making sure that we give people the tools they need in order to succeed either in the jobs that they are or to go out into the market and be able to be prepared to get a better job than they have now.
Perhaps one of the most important questions of this election cycle is how state leaders plan to tackle Delaware's outdated education funding formula and staggering stagnant student outcomes. The 2024 statewide student assessment revealed only 40% of Delaware students are reading and writing at or above grade level, while only 33% are proficient in math, figures that are almost identical to 2023 after proficiency rates began steadily declining following the COVID-19 pandemic. An independent review of Delaware's education system is recommending the state invest anywhere from $600 million to $1 billion more in education and convert to a weighted funding formula based on student need, something Baltazar Lopez fully supports. Shoup says as of now, he's keeping his mind open.
I don't know what I don't know, so there could be a really great idea that I immediately might not think it may work, but after discussion and talking with people who have gone through that model, either in Delaware or other states, I may be very surprised of the success that they have had. So I'm definitely open. What I would like to see, and one thing that I know has to change, is we need to make sure that the majority of the money that's being funded and coming in through taxpayers is in the classroom themselves and reaching the teachers and the kids.
Affordable health care, particularly in Sussex County, has also been an at-large issue for the state. The General Assembly's biggest push this year to combat the issue was creating a hospital cost review board, a body in charge of making sure hospitals control their spending and adhere closely to healthcare cost spending benchmarks. Shoup voted against that bill, known as HB 350. Although the review board ultimately became law, ChristianaCare quickly filed a lawsuit against it, which is currently underway. Shoup cites the bill as yet another example of unnecessary governmental overreach and the stifling of healthy competition, while Baltazar Lopez believes it's the first step of many.
While House Bill 350 wasn't perfect, it is, I think, a step in the right direction. The overall issue here is that healthcare isn't healthcare if it's not affordable for people. So what do we do to help alleviate some of those costs, and how do we make sure that people can have access? One is to make sure that we're attracting and retaining professionals into the area, medical professionals, making sure that we have, you know, some type of like tax credits for them or loan forgiveness programs for them to make sure that they come into Sussex County and stay here.
Shoup feels competition and pricing within health insurance, particularly within state employees' plans, is something that needs to be analyzed further.
One of the things that I really disagree with is how we handle our own operations with our health care for our state employees. We use a third party to look at the rates that people are paying and to say, yes, we're going to pay that, or no, we want to pay a lower fee. And it's my understanding that we don't often enough kind of disrupt that model.
When it comes to support for small businesses, Shoup wants to continue efforts to eliminate gross receipts tax and taxes on overtime pay, although he notes tax reform policies have not been very popular within the Democratic-controlled General Assembly.
Unfortunately, I haven't been too successful on tax policy, and I think the reason is most people in the legislature now believe that the more that the government taxes, the more money that they have, and the more programs will be able to give to residents of the state of Delaware. Unfortunately, they overlook that statistics show that the more money of their own that people have in their pocket, actually the more money they spend in the economy, and tax revenues go up as well.
Baltazar Lopez's focus is on enhancing Delaware's EDGE grant program, a competitive funding opportunity for small businesses to use on viability and sustainability.
I would definitely look into making sure that we're expanding those EDGE grant credits, because we've, in particular in the Hispanic community, there's even been organizations that are devoted just to help Hispanic small business owners, because we're just thriving and growing. In the U.S., for example, as a nation, there's a statistic that 1 in 4 new businesses are Latino-owned, and I think that can correlate really well into Delaware.
Milford is one of the fastest-growing cities in Delaware, with a population increase of almost 20% from 2020 to 2023. Both candidates agree boosting Milford's infrastructure and support services will be key in the coming years. But in addition to policy, Shoup is asking voters to consider why the makeup of the General Assembly is important in the years to come. Democrats hold a supermajority in the Senate and are just 2 seats away from holding the same in the House, with Democrats poised to flip Republican State Representative Mike Ramone's seat as he runs for governor. District 36 could be the deciding factor in Democrats gaining unyielding power in both chambers.
I think regardless of what party you are, if you're registered Republican, Democrat, or independent, you should take some time to think about that, because unchecked power on any level and in any party really lead will lead to, in my opinion, more political ideology becoming law than what's good for residents.
But Baltasar Lopez argues he doesn't stand for a party or an ideology and instead stands for the district, and he believes he can deliver more for constituents.
I've gotten support from those who are from the far right, to all those in the far left. People are more concerned about how we can improve real issues in our district, whether it's protecting our environment, making sure that we're holding developers accountable, making sure that we're expanding affordable access to healthcare, and making sure that we're making investments in education. They're not concerned about super majorities or what that means.
While about 30% of registered voters in District 36 are either independents or non-affiliated, the remaining split between Republicans and Democrats is razor thin, with Republicans having only 154 more registered voters as of October 1st. Campaign donations have also become a point of contention. For the general election fundraising period as of October 7th, Shoup has raised just over $13,500, while Baltasar Lopez has accumulated $19,500. The Fannin family, a group of prominent Sussex County homebuilders, backed Patrick Smith in both recent GOP primary elections, but following his loss this year, they have now thrown their support behind Baltasar Lopez. Three members of the family maxed out the individual donor contribution of $600 each towards the Democratic candidate, but in a recent interview, Baltasar Lopez told Spotlight Delaware he made it very clear to the developers he cannot be bought. Shoup made comments worrying Baltasar Lopez doesn't realize this money has strings attached to it, which Baltasar Lopez denied. Shoup adds he understands why the Fannins don't back him. He has previously shown support for residents who have expressed concerns with the quality of the Fannins' work, which he believes has led to a personal vendetta against him. As of October 7th, Baltasar Lopez had roughly $2,700 more on hand to spend than Shoup leading up to the November 5th general election. Sarah Petrowich, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sarah. And again, a reminder, Delaware Public Media's election coverage is supported in part by a grant from Delaware Humanities, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And stay with us, History Matters is next, with a closer look at the history of the supernatural in the first state. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.